Last week was a bad one for one of California Governor Jerry Brown's biggest priorities, the project known as California Water Fix. The $16 billion plan to build two tunnels under the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta aims to improve the reliability of water deliveries to farms and cities. Instead of pumping water out of the Delta to send south, the tunnels would take water from the north under the environmentally sensitive estuary and send it to the San Joaquin Valley, where farmers use it, as well as cities in Southern California. But last week, the state's largest irrigation district, Fresno-based Westlands, voted not to participate in the project. Here to tell us more is FM89's ag reporter, Ezra David Romero. Ezra, welcome.
Hey, Joe.
So farmers have been talking about the need for improved reliability of water deliveries for years. The tunnels were sold or are being sold by the governor as a good thing for farmers who haven't been getting the water they're under contract for a long time due to the environmental concerns in the Delta. Why did Westlands vote no?
Well, the vote came as sort of a surprise. They were going to just talk about it on Tuesday, and they ended up voting no on it, and it comes down to funding, a huge portion of it. There's about 600 families that are part of the Westlands Water District, and those 600 families were going to have to make up $3 billion, right? And Westlands felt like it wasn't enough equity in that for them to go to contribute that $3 billion. It wasn't spread that out, and it wasn't going to make sense because they weren't going to get enough water in return.
So essentially, it's a dollars and cents thing right now, according to Westlands. Now, this is a significant thing because, as I understand it, the project essentially would be paid for through the people who use it, both farmers and cities, whether
exactly.
In Southern California or Silicon Valley. Right now, this is, as I understand, the first vote that has taken place so far, but there were others that shortly followed.
Yeah, it was the first vote. They voted 7-1 to not support the project. The board of Zone 7 Water Agency, they serve Alameda County. That's about 220,000 customers, and they voted 5-2 to support the project, but they're a very small portion. It's 1% of the funding for the project, $250,000, and they rely on 80% of their water from the Delta. And then there's some others that are going to be coming up soon. The Metropolitan Water District in Los Angeles, that they'll contribute $4 billion to the project, serving 19 million Southern Californians. They're going to vote October 10th. The Kern County Water Agency is polling 13 of its agencies, and they're going to decide by October 12th. And then Santa Clara Valley Water District on October 17th.
So a big turning point right now for this project, whether it goes forward or changes. There's been some talk of maybe scaling it back, maybe building one tunnel only. What are people saying about that? Is that now a possibility?
It is a possibility. There are a couple possibilities. One, that taxpayers could pay for this, but that's not gaining traction anywhere from congressmen to water districts. And the other thought is to have one smaller tunnel. And that is possible. Metropolitan is kind of pushing for that, and so are some agencies in Kern County. But there's some problems with that, because this whole thing is based off of these two pumps in the Delta, right? When they're operating, it reverses the flow of the water in the Delta, and that sucks up fish. And, you know, the Delta's environmentally fragile. And so they say if there's one of these pumps still in action and one tunnel, it could still have that same impact. Jay Lund with the UC Davis's Watershed Sciences, he says just that.
So what is Westlands going to do now at this point? I know there was a report yesterday from a bond rating agency, Fitch, that came out and said they think that the deal might not be completely dead, that there might be some negotiation. Is that still a possibility that this could be reopened at some point with Westlands?
Well, if you think about our last 5 years of life here in the Central Valley, we were in this time of drought, right, where thousands of acres were fallowed and things like that. And so if Westlands doesn't receive water, they're going to have to fallow land and things like that. So there could be some tension in the future there that could force them to renegotiate.
Now, this was also interesting because I think maybe for the first time ever, you had some of Westland's fiercest opponents, the Restore the Delta group out of the Delta area, out of Stockton, actually applauding a move by the Water District. They don't like each other very much. What are environmental groups saying about this?
You know, some environmental groups, it's sort of this like quasi thing where some environmental groups hate it still and some love it. And one group I spoke with last week loved the idea that it's not going to pass. They would rather have some other project go into effect.
So what's the next step here? You say that there's some big votes here. Where does this go from here?
you know, there's the state says they're still going to move forward with this, that they're not letting go of it, right? They've spent 10-15 years on it, right? In the second iteration of the Delta Tunnel plan, the second time Governor Brown has done it. So they're still moving forward, but if some of these other larger districts vote against it, who knows how it's going to be funded, and maybe it will die. But at this point, it's not dying.
Well, it's very interesting. We will continue to follow that story here on Valley Public Radio. Again, the news last week that the board of the Westlands Water District in Fresno voted 7-1 to not move forward with a plan to help pay for the $16 billion California water fix to build two tunnels under the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. Westlands would have paid for about $3 billion of that under the plan that was voted on last week. We'll see if that changes or if it comes back, and you'll hear it here on Valley Public Radio. Ezra, thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
And stay with us on Valley Public Radio. We'll be back in just a bit. In the next half of our show, we'll talk with comedian Paula Poundstone about her upcoming trip to Fresno later this week, and also about her new podcast with NPR and her new book. Plus, Stylian Kirov, the conductor of the Bakersfield Symphony, joins us to talk about that orchestra's new season. It's all coming up on Valley Edition.